You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks. Live Financial Talk Radio. That's right, live Financial Talk Radio. The number to participate. You ready? 504-260-0995. I am your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, I have to get one of these, like those little donuts you have to put around your neck after you get in a fender bender, because you may have whiplash. That's what it feels like watching the stock market for about the last month. But we'll get used to it, because as I recall, for the first like 5 years of this show, that was normal. And we just kind of got lulled into that slow, steady, non-volatile creep upward in 2017. Volatility's back, and it's kind of fun. A lot of opportunities there. But if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. The guy across the table from me, Gregory Ricks, just a Hall of Fame financial advisor, that's all. So if you need someone to help, I don't know, decode some of this volatility for you, try that number, 504-260-0995. And we're doubly cool, Gregory, because the top story of the news most of this week has been financial topics. And so I have a feeling more people than normal are leaning on this show to sort of interpret what's been going on lately.
Well, part of what's going on is don't overreact. You know, I have had a discussion with my team about 7:30 this morning regarding what we were seeing in the market, that it was going to open over 200 points down. But here's the thing. It could travel 500 points up and down during the day lately. That's volatility. It's back to the norm. It's something we do know. The straight up market we had for about the past 12 months is not the norm. So, and part of the discussion was not to overreact on trades and such. We did a few sells today because of trailing stops hit. It means exit that position. But otherwise, what you're looking for is where could this market go? It could be 200 points down pre-market, and then an hour in, it could be 50 points up. Heck, we had the NASDAQ close up 1% today. What a crazy day. And it's just, there are some ranges this market's going to move in, but what's crazy is what it can do in one day, start at one place and end up better than yesterday. But during the day you think, oh my God, it's all going to Hades.
You want to just go and do the numbers here? We're already starting to.
Well, we can go ahead and get that out the way.
All right. We don't normally do this in the first segment, but when it's this big of a news story.
The numbers.
Hey, this is where we tell you what happened in the markets today. You can follow along on the numbers page at the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Gregory was alluding to it. The Dow Jones Industrial finished about 0.3% down. That's 70 points negative, but it was a lot lower than that for most of the day. So, and that's not too bad, you know, considering how we were told we have nothing but economic Armageddon in our future because someone hinted at a couple of new tariffs. I thought that was a little overblown. S&P, though, had a pretty good day. They were up 0.5%. The NASDAQ was up a little bit more than 1% itself. So, and look at these valuations. This is something that'll ground you, too. Remember, when the election happened about 15 months ago, we were in the 18,000 arena on the Dow. Now we're at 24,538. So we're still doing great. This is still, you know, if you take a little bit zoomed out view, still a lot of positive movement happening and reasons to believe it will continue to go up. How'd our debt instruments do today, Gregory?
We are at 2.863. So little ticks down is what we have. So it kind of peaked at 2.90 range, and that might not be precise, but just look at that as the neighborhood it was moving up to. Mm-hmm. Look, we're still going to get to 3% at some point, but you know, 2.86 is okay. Look, and don't freak out at 3% 10-year treasuries. I've been telling you for a great while, that's where we need to get to, and actually a little bit beyond. So when you're looking at now, what's it going to do to your 30-year fixed mortgage, 30-year fixed interest rate, 4.40. So when you look at a week ago, it was only one tick higher at 4.41%. So we're just right there. So when you look week to week, a lot of movement, but we're about right where we were a week ago.
Well, gold seems to be awfully comfortable in this little range it's been all week. $1,322 at the last trade is what I'm showing on the numbers page here. Isn't it weird to see so much volatility coming from the rest of the market, but gold's kind of calm?
Yeah, and silver's still holding at about 16.5 bucks. I was just looking at the 5-day chart on gold. We saw it on the 26th at $1,342 a precious ounce. And then we saw it somewhere here in, let's see, find a low number. Oh, there we go. 1303 on March 1st at 1020 a.m. Eastern time. And of course, the close today at 1323. It's just, it's kind of, this is the range it moves in. What we've been talking about for a while, it moved up, it's moved back down. And I look, it's comfortable in the 1320 range. That's where silver is as well. You know, just about 16.5 bucks to maybe getting a little above 17, but no doom and gloom. Gold is not $1,800 an ounce, nor is it 800 an ounce. So it's in its normal range. What oil's what, 62 bucks and some change. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's a little above $62 today for a barrel.
And it loves living there. That seems to be a comfortable place for the oil industry as well. These big tariffs that were announced, they've been blamed for driving the market movements for the last 24 hours or so. I think there was a big reaction yesterday. Today, I think they largely shook it off, you know?
Well, they were reacting to it pre-market and shook it off. And a couple things. It's noise. If this is something you're needing to get used to, it could be preparation for that. But gosh, I think it's one country jockeying, then another responds, well, we're going to put tariffs on cars and Beanie Babies and other things. And so it's an adjustment. Going to be a negotiation is what this is coming to. It's going to be fine.
I'm not even sure these tariffs are going to happen. If he wanted them to happen and he says he can do it by executive fiat, which I push back against, but that being said, if he could, then why didn't he do it? Why didn't he just yesterday say, I did the executive fiat, this is what the new tariffs are?
You mean executive order?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what makes me think this is a negotiation. This is the businessman coming out.
I agree. Is putting something out there that you're going to want to talk with me about.
And he's done that a few other times where he's acted like he's going to give up something just to get people in the door. And then at the end of the day, it didn't happen. Didn't he do that with the Dreamers? He's like, yeah, sure, we can talk about that. And at the end of the budget deal, it wasn't included. But he does have, he's got the EU's attention. He's got China's attention. They're all taking a good gander at him now. The EU's response is kind of sad. They said if we do that to the steel and aluminum tariffs, they're going to slap some tariffs back on us. And one of them included Levi's blue jeans, which I didn't know that was such an important commodity for our European neighbors. You guys can't come up with your own jeans? That's how you're going to give us all America a gut punch, is you're going to kick back our Levi's? But what, you're still going to take like our Jordache and our Guess and our Wranglers and whatever? It's such a weird world, this marketplace. And they don't seem to be negotiating on the same level as Donald Trump. Speaking of, because he's probably done what you've done. How many books on negotiating and like the art of the deal and striking a deal and business sense and how to get your way and how to influence people? How many of those books have you read compared to the average politician?
How many I've read?
Yeah.
A lot. And I've read all of Trump's books. And that was a great while back. I didn't read them. Oh, he's running for president. Let me go read the books. He put out Art of the Deal. I probably had that book read 2 weeks later. Very interesting read, and it's something you can learn from, but that's not the only book. And I tell you what, I always say if somebody gets in a negotiation with me, they're at a disadvantage. I'm pretty good at it, but I think Trump feels the same way.
Isn't that an extremely useful skill for the guy that's jetting around the globe negotiating the trade deals for the United States?
Yeah.
Isn't that something we maybe should have asked for, I don't know, yesterday or before this president? All right, so is that about going to do it for the short sheet over here on the numbers segment? You know, the big mover today is Under Armour. They were up almost 6%. They have some new innovation in sliding shorts I don't know about.
Sliding?
Yeah, remember shorts? Those little tight ones that you used to wear under your soccer shorts?
Well, I was kind of concerned about JCPenney. They're shifting all their employees from full-time to part-time. Stock's down even more today.
I missed that.
They're
all of them? I mean, obviously, except for management.
Where have you been? You're like
I'm all over this
word about U.S. Steel thing. That's that's your concern.
Hey, I've been digging.
But hey, we're way up in some of that positions. U.S. Steel, I'm like loving that. So don't rain on my parade. It was a great buy just a very short time ago.
You picked that up before the tariff talk?
Yes.
Oh, now you look like a smarty pants.
We crushed it on the timing of that. And no, I didn't get a call from Trump that he was going to do this, but
it was a text.
It was as a personal tweet. Okay. That's what it was. But yeah, it just keeps getting worse for JCPenney. Well, now, that's not one of the on our sheet there. It's not one of our main concerns, but
it may have to come back. You know, the Eurozone, and now I look at the short sheet, they included Harley Davidson in their threats. Hey, you're going to raise tariffs on us? Well, we're going to tax your jeans. And we laughed. And I'm like, all right, we're going to tax your motorcycles. And we still laughed. And they just kept adding things to it. But Harley Davidson's, they've already had a tough time as of late. They didn't need anything to add to their woes. If you look at the short sheet, you can click the ticker symbol right through and look at what they've been doing for the last six months. That's a year chart. Look at what they've been doing for the last year. So other than that, I saw also on the short sheet that Fizz got a new logo. National Beverage Corp, the people that make LaCroix and Shasta.
So it's not a Shasta can anymore?
It wasn't a Shasta can. But you know how on the numbers page it has the logos on the left-hand side? That just kind of caught my eye in passing there. I'm surprised Caterpillar's not taking more of a beating. Because not only does Caterpillar make their big, heavy machines out of steel and aluminum, but when they do these projects where they're making a skyscraper, building a road, or putting in a new sewage main somewhere, that stuff has a tendency to use a lot of steel and aluminum as well. But it was only down 2.5% today, so kind of a mixed bag there. All right, Gregory, about to have to step aside and take a break, but are you ready to take calls again?
That's what we do here, is take calls.
I did the show without you yesterday. One call.
Okay, do you have a Social Security question? That's a popular topic. How about your mutual funds, that fixed indexed annuity, about that pension lump sum?
All right, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Riggs here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Dear lovers of live theater, the greatest theatrical event in the 40-year history of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society closes this weekend. The Hunchback of Notre Dame plays this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. To complete your theater experience, why not patronize one of our four special restaurant sponsors? Show your theater ticket and receive a special Lagniappe benefit from Ruth Chris, The Peppermill, Cafe B, and Mulots. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
You know, most Americans don't have any money saved at all. And for those that do, most of them don't have enough. But now you've done the hard part. You've made the money. And now you have a real cool chance to learn the power of those assets. Gregory Riggs is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Find out if you get to be a part of the next Gregory Riggs Live, a financial and wine tasting experience. Tuesday, March 6th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Riggs Report with Gregory Riggs.
One of my favorite sayings is, if you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. But today I want to cover a few points of why you might want to leave it there. One is plan loans. Your 401k has the ability to loan you money. Also, your plan has life insurance, and you may well have money that's invested in life insurance. However, if you're of bad health, that might be the only place that you can get
coverage. Another reason to leave it, will you be working at that company again? And that might be a reason to continue investing in that 401k if you were to go back to work there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks and James Parker. If you have a financial situation, it could be like Ron from NOLA a few days ago called in about Social Security credits and still working and turning on FRA. And is that going to pay him some money? I'll give you the answer to that question in a moment, but I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. Yes, it's real easy. Go to your app store, put in the search. Let me see. I've got, we already are having downloads before we came on the air today as well. I'll give you a few members of the Winning at Life Nation here in a moment. The phone number is 260-504-260-0995. I just did that on purpose to get your attention so you'd remember the number. If you utilize the Winning at Life app, you can touch the screen, call us, you could email us, you could text us. Awesome way to connect. Let's see, we've got John from Covington.
Welcome, John.
Downloaded the app. Mike from Mandeville. This is different. No town. T-O-K-K-Y-O.
Tokyo.
Tokyo downloaded the app.
Probably not.
And then James. James, you know James?
I am James.
He's part of Winning at Life Nation. And Tori downloaded the app. Welcome to the Winning at Life Nation. The phone number to participate in the show, 504-260-0995.
Hey, so on Ron, do you want to recreate the story yourself or you want to hear the squeezed down 2-minute version? And then you can expound on it afterwards.
Okay, let's do that.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Ron from NOLA. He has a Social Security question.
I'm 74 years old. I have not quit working and paying into Social Security. Now, I draw my Social Security, but I haven't seen any increase in the entire time I've been working. It hasn't gone up, even though I'm still contributing.
Hang on, he's looking something up real quick. We hear you just fine, Ron. This is out of my expertise, and Gregory's double-checking.
Okay. When did you file for Social Security benefits? When did that start? There, Ron?
I never stopped working.
Okay, but when did you start Social Security benefits?
I think at the age of either 66 or 67.
Okay.
But I'm still paying in. I never stopped paying Social Security. And right. I
understand that
anymore.
And well, you are receiving cost of living adjustments. There are benefits because that is recalculating every year. Now it's not like you're adding a bunch of money on because they look basically at your last 35 years and it's averaged and it's actually multi-tiered in how they credit. It's kind of complicated. But you are getting credits to that, and if you want to verify, call and ask them. But this isn't like you're getting huge jumps every year because you're working past that, but you are adding on because these are probably larger earnings years, I'm assuming, than when, say, your first 10 years of Social Security there.
Yeah, and when
you are getting credits.
Yeah, you get that cost of living increase. A lot of that is eaten up by your increase in Medicare premiums, right? Sometimes that's a wash, too.
Yeah.
Telly, Gulfport, it looks like you're going to be... All right, so that was all for Ron there.
Okay. I want to drill down a little bit more on that because basically to qualify for Social Security, you have to have 40 quarters and you can earn up to 4 quarters a year And so you can knock that out in 10 years. But really what Social Security is looking at is 35 years. Sometimes I will refer to it as your past 35 years or most recent. But let's get a little more technical than that, because that's a simple answer to understand. But being he's working past it, I'll have to explain a little bit more. Because what they're looking back at, not just your past 35 years, but your 35 best years, if you've worked more than that. So he could continue working, and yeah, he's getting credit for it, but is that washing out a lower year in the past, which would cause an increase? If he's not seeing any increases, yeah, he's paying in, but he's not beating out other years to increase the benefit. Does that make sense, James?
Absolutely makes sense. Okay. All right.
So it's your 35 best years, and it doesn't mean consecutive years, even though he's still working.
So, but even if he was beating, you know, you rank all your years from 1 to 35, even if he was beating the 35 and 34th year, it's still so averaged out across all these years that even if you doubled it up.
Yeah, and it's going to be just small effect on it because we are looking at 35 years of earnings.
He still gets the cost of living increase no matter what. But yeah. He didn't seem to be too excited about
that. He's like expecting more out of working right now and being taxed. And look, the rule is you're going to be taxed on your earnings for Social Security.
Well, I found out after we started doing this show that the cost of living increase, some years it doesn't even show up because it's eaten up by your increase in your Medicare premiums. And I remember people getting calls in the show, I thought we got a cost of living increase this year. Well, technically you did, but your Medicare premium went up enough to eat it. So, and what's that called? The hold harmless provision?
Yes. If you're actually taking, have Medicare and have turned on Social Security, protects you from those increases. But if you're on Medicare but not turned on your Social Security, ooh, it's an ouch. You could get impacted on this Medicare increase, and it's passed on mostly to those not drawing on Social Security. So, you know, it was really a jump a few years ago, and Congress had to go in and basically pass a bill to create some relief for those.
All right. Financial situations, Social Security questions. You have no one else to call. Face it, you don't. 504-260-0995. You can call Gregory. Hey, so how'd you know I had the Ron audio pulled up over here on the computer? Are you just...
I know all. This is how it goes. What about Telly? You have his up?
No, we didn't keep Telly. Telly was not a keepable call.
It was not keepable, but no. Good question, and this doesn't come up, and his question, which you heard, he was right after Ron's call, by the way, and those kind of just stood out to me because, and gosh, I say that, they're not usual Social Security questions, but it seems like we're getting more of the unusual ones or rare ones that are turning up, but Telly basically asked, can a child continue to receive the benefits because a parent died, and then will those benefits continue when adopted? If the child was already receiving benefits and then they were adopted, they will continue to receive their benefits from Social Security.
That's the one called survivor benefits, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I had another quickie here. Tucker in Greenwood. This is only a minute, though. You can expound on this one?
Sure. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Tucker. Tucker's going to be next. He's calling from Greenwood. How can we help you, Tucker in Greenwood?
Okay, well, my question is, my girlfriend is drawing Social Security, and I'm still working. If we were to get married, would she still be able to keep getting her Social Security?
Why wouldn't she? It's on her record.
Okay, what, well, that's
is
all
it,
I was
what's the situation? Is it her benefit, or is she receiving a widow's benefit?
No. It's her benefit.
Yeah.
She didn't know if it would mess it up or what. So.
No, that's her benefit record. You won't affect that.
Now, it would affect it maybe if it was off of a divorced or widowed spouse.
Or it would be widow's benefits that it could affect.
Yeah, okay.
She's over 62, it wouldn't.
Was that it, Tucker? Did you have a follow-up?
That's it. That's all I was wondering.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, that was like soft pitch question. It was real easy. It's her benefits. He's not going to affect that. It wasn't widow's benefits, which could be affected prior to 62, but it was her record.
Yeah,
but get married.
It's not that easy for the rest of us. You know how, like, you're colorblind and you can't really tell the difference between red and green so good? I'm Social Security blind, where there's a survivor benefit, a widow's benefit, a divorce benefit, your regular benefit, the early benefit, the disability benefit. I don't know what the heck's going on half the time, and I just look at you when they ask serious questions.
And it's based on her record. She wasn't drawing off of anybody else, so we didn't have to worry about anything. Stick to the point. It was her record. It's not his record.
First off, doesn't that guy sound exactly like what you imagine Tucker would sound like? A Tucker. I bet you every Tucker in America sounds has the same voice. But second of all, who else does Tucker ask? Tucker may have just had a little bit of gray area in his head, but you know what it looks like to the rest of us if you try and Google this? You know what it looks like if you go try and ask your friend, or if he asked his wife, hey, I don't know what happens with
your benefit. Yeah, like a 16-digit multi-letter alphabet symbol passcode, and you're lost.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm just gonna call that guy from the radio. I know how to work my phone. That's all I need to know, really, to get the answer to this one. All right, hey, I want to play something fun for you before we run off the break here. Ben Stein in Ferris Bueller's Day Off was talking about the tariffs that were brought up this week.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the the Great Depression, passed the, anyone, a tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone know the effects?
No, it didn't work. We got to take a break, though. 504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
Why do I love the Winning It Life app? Oh, let me count the ways. You can listen live, podcast on demand, call the show, text the show, watch the show, connect to all our social media. Basically, it's the answer to all your questions about the show.
Hey, I wanted to call the show, but I don't know the number.
Get the app.
Hey, you guys should put some videos online that teach about finance. Get the app.
And it connects you to the charts and graphs for the numbers segment. The Winning It Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
So what we try to do is help you find out where are you on that path and where is it taking you and what adjustments do you need to make. And we're always continuing to look down that financial road. The way I look at driving, I'm always looking ahead of where I have to go. I have part of my eye on that bumper in front of me out there a little bit, but I'm kind of looking a good ways down the road. So you're kind of keeping on your money now and looking well down the road and where it's going. And driving, that keeps you out of a lot of trouble. With your money, it does the same thing. It keeps you out of financial trouble and actually works towards keeping you in good shape.
Call Gregory Ricks and Associates. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com. Thanks for listening to Winning It Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email James at Gregory Ricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Yes, it's Friday night, and you're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Hey, by the way, we're on tomorrow. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We're going to have Alicia Nugent Freeland of Keller Williams. Yes, we're talking real estate on hour two tomorrow. We start at 10. We'll roll up till 1 o'clock. 3 hours of live financial talk radio. Look, if you don't want to call tonight, you can call tomorrow. But look, let's get involved. Ring us up. 504-260-0995. Okay, you twisted more. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my day job. Financial advisor, money manager, founder and CEO of Gregory Ricks and Associates. What can we do for it? We can help you find your number. What number? Your risk number. You think volatility is bothering? What if you had the properly balanced portfolio that considers volatility, considers your risk, and levels things out? Do you know where you are on the financial path? That's why we have the guided planning system, or hear me call it the GPS. Where are you on that path? Are you going to reach that financial destination you're going to arrive at? If you like daytime help, business days, business hours, GregoryRicks.com. The office number is 504-832-9200. And yes, you can use the Winning at Life to connect to me daytime as well. And James, do we have an event coming up?
You tell me. You haven't mentioned it, and I think it's full.
It's, gosh, really close.
I think we only had like 6 seats available as of the show yesterday.
I think we have 4, but here's what happens. There's like somebody's going to, you know, grandkids going to get sick or, you know, or catch the flu. I think that's still going around. So there might be a couple seats open up. You might still get in. Look, I think when I left the office today, is 4 seats left. You know it fills up. You need to RSVP. We're going to talk about Trump and the new retirement rules of accumulation. I'm going to help you with I'm going to help you decode volatility and risk as it applies to you. And hey, we got Wes Blanchard's going to be there and cover, I think, 3 topics regarding estate planning that you probably don't want to mess up. It could get bad if you did. It's going to be a $10 fee. I'm going to match it, and we're going to donate it to the World War II Museum. And you know, that's an awesome cause. You have to RSVP, go to GregoryRicks.com. Let's see, what tab is that under the events tab? Okay. And then, heck, just call the office. I have a team ready to take your calls right now, whether you're wanting a meeting or to talk about your money. More so, don't miss this chance. With volatility and what the market's going on, you need that decoded for you. Call the office, 504-832-9200, 504-832-9200.
I don't mean to scare anybody here. Our next event isn't until May, and it's a women-only event. So if you end up on that waiting list, we may not get you in until July.
They actually should be, look, expand the list, let me in. This is serious stuff. You're missing an opportunity. We don't do these all the time. You know, we have shows to do every night.
Did you notice how more quickly we got butts in seats when volatility showed up?
Yeah.
Because we were wondering if there was something wrong.
It's not funny about volatility, but yeah, it's kind of funny. It was like all of a sudden it's about to fill up when we announced it.
When you see an entire calendar year like 2017 where the market just consistently goes up and up and up, people start to think they don't need any help. Well, you don't when the market's going up. That's not when you need the financial help. You need it in times like this, or even worse, when it's going down, which it's going to have to. at some point. So, yeah, phone's ringing off the hook now that the market shakes you up a little bit. All right, if you want to call the show, though, 504-260-0995. Your turn or my turn?
It's my turn.
Okay.
My turn.
Give me the headline.
So you have a list of what Leisha's covering tomorrow?
I do, but it's in my email. It's not on the top of my head.
Oh, I know what it is.
Okay.
It's real estate. She is really good at real estate. I've known her for a while, spoke to her a couple times this week, and you know what she wants to talk about?
Real estate.
Real estate.
I get it.
Okay. You know, a lot of people are asking me questions now. We've got volatility back and the assumption that the market's not going up every day for the next year. I think they're picking up on that, hey, it's kind of changed and gets affected by the news and tweets and other things. And then some people are asking me, well, what's this about no risk stuff? Well, not necessarily no risk, but will not move negative on you because of the market. You heard of that?
Fixed products.
It's a fixed annuity or fixed indexed annuities, where fixed indexed annuities, one simple way to talk about that is it's interest linked investing. What we're doing or what it does is leverage interest rates there. Really, you know, when you think about 1 year yields, they're not very much. So I would just kind of have a few points here on what are annuities and, you know, or some things people are not quite picking up what's going on with annuities. And one of our shows, and it's been a couple of years since we did that, the history of annuities, they've existed since about 1700 BC. Yeah, that's right. They've been around a long time. Annuities at the core are a type of life insurance product. So when you look at life insurance, how does it work, James?
You
passed my course on this. So
right.
No, yeah.
They have to take your investment, your principal, dollar for dollar, put it in reserves that can't go south, and then they only play with the interest, right?
Life insurance guards against the risk of dying too soon.
Oh, you know, I thought you were talking about the function of it.
You're talking about
the philosophy of it.
Yeah. Life insurance guards against the risk of dying too soon. So then annuities, what do they guard against?
Living too long.
At the core, what is their objective? Is to guarantee lifetime income or distributions.
I sound smarter the second time around. You want to talk to Thomas?
We have time for Thomas.
We got 3 minutes for Thomas. Thomas, in Metairie, you got 3 minutes to wow us. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, my wife is retiring from the Corps of Engineers in the old retirement program, and she was told, and they have been withholding Social Security also. And they were told her that she could take her pension and Social Security. Will that reduce the Social Security amount?
Hang on a second. He's looking something up.
I'm not looking something up. I have it.
Oh.
Look, here. He's got a radio on in the background or something.
We got a weird echo from you, Thomas. Anything you do to remedy that? Are you on speakerphone? Ditch it.
I'll just turn it off and let you talk to me.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Okay. Windfall elimination provision can apply if you reach 62 after 1985 or you became disabled after 1985 and you became eligible for monthly pension based on where you work, where you didn't pay Social Security taxes after 85. Now we're moving into probably the area he's dealing with. This provision also affects Social Security benefits for people who performed federal service under Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS, after 1956. We won't reduce your Social Security benefits amounts if you only perform federal service under a system such as Federal Employees Retirement System, which is FERS. Social Security taxes are withheld for workers under FERS. So did he disconnect?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so what was the question?
Well, will she be able to get her full retirement benefit without it affecting Social Security?
Okay, which system was she under, FERS or CSRS? T- Thomas, can you call back? We didn't mean for you to hang up. We just needed you to turn the radio off. When you call, don't play your radio in the background.
I think he wanted to do the speakerphone because he was driving, and he would rather leave it on.
But turn your radio off.
I think the radio was off.
Well, why was there an echo?
Because it was on speakerphone and some phones. Okay. He had one of those Croatian phones. Remember all the trouble we had? The screen turned green.
Okay, if he's under FERS, Social Security taxes are withheld for workers under FERS.
So. All right, give us 3 minutes. We'll finish this. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I have a first mortgage. I have an $81,000 line of credit. What would you suggest for me to do?
We'll talk and I'll walk you through everything and show you what your options are and really make you feel comfortable and let you hold on to that retirement, Miss Nancy. I don't want you to be using up all your money to live in a free and clear house. Then you're strapped. You're poor. You're eating ramen noodles. I want you to live in your house and be able to eat steak.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein. This Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Dear lovers of live theater, the greatest theatrical event in the 40-year history of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society closes this weekend. The Hunchback of Notre Dame plays this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. To complete your theater experience, why not patronize one of our four special restaurant sponsors? Show your theater ticket and receive a special Lagniap benefit from Ruth Chris, The Peppermill, Cafe B, and Mulots. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
You know, most Americans don't have any money saved at all. And for those that do, most of them don't have enough. But now you've done the hard part. You've made the money. And now you have a real cool chance to learn the power of those assets. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Find out if you get to be a part of the next Gregory Ricks Live, a financial and wine tasting experience. Tuesday, March 6th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What people really don't understand is there is a war for the money going on out there. You've got Wall Street wanting your money in a pretty bad way. What are they bringing to the table for you? Risk. And then the other is the banking community. They're battling pretty hard for your money as well. You know, they get cheap money anyhow, but they want your cheap money as well to go loan out at higher rates. Then you've got the insurance industry. What primarily are they using? Annuities. And you've got to try to sort through all this on what should I be doing? What's going to work? And if anything, you probably need to find the right balance between the three and for it all to correlate.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Give it up for me.